Good day. It's the best day of the week. Great day to be alive. Great day to get better. I'm K.O. Frierson, and welcome to another episode of We Are More Than the Podcast. How have you all been doing? I'm doing well. I'm doing well. There's been a lot of moving parts, a lot of different things going on, and I need a new computer, long story short, so I can start getting back to some of my Zoom interviews to some of these places that I can't make it to. And that's been one of the reasons why I haven't been on. I've had a lot to talk about. There have been a few episodes that I've done and I've gotten some advice where it was like, hold up. Maybe we don't want to do that. But, you know, I'm back. And again, how have you guys been doing? I know I normally start off by asking, you know, what's been going on with y'all?
Say it with your chest.
What about you?
What?
You over there in the car. How you been?
I'm tired, boss.
So I've been doing great. And thank you all for checking in on me. Thank you for the messages. Shout out to those who are diehard fans and have checked me recently. Definitely appreciate it. And thank you for keeping me on my pints and quarts. So I'm here for a good time, not a long time. You know, I just have a few things that I would like to talk about very briefly. So you all know I don't read often. So I started listening again to the book, The Four Agreements. And I promised myself that I'm going to do one agreement a week starting Monday and just focusing on that agreement and kind of really diving into some things that resonate with me about those. And then move on to the next. So real briefly, I want to talk about not taking things personally. That was agreement number two. And just to kind of give you an overview of not taking things personally, which happens to be one of the hardest things that I had to wrap my head around, not taking things personally and not making assumptions. So just a brief overview of it. Whatever happens around you, don't take it personally. Nothing other people do is because of you. It's because of themselves. All people live in their own dream, in their own mind. They are in a completely different world from the one that we live in. When we take something personally, we make the assumption that they know what is in our world, and we try to impose our world on theirs. So even when a situation seems so personal, even if others insult you directly, it has nothing to do with you. What they say, what they do, and the opinions that they are giving, according to the agreements they have in their own minds, taking things personally makes you easy prey for those predators, the black magicians, if you will. They can hook onto you easily with one little opinion and feed you whatever poison they want. And because you take it personally, that thing will eat you up. But if you do not take it personally, you are immune in the middle of hell. Immunity in the middle of hell is the gift of this agreement. Don't take it personally. So that one has been a tough one for me. Because as it pertains to information and communication, those things are things that I tend to pride myself on. Am I the best communicator? No. Do I try to be the best communicator I possibly can be? Sure. Situation pending, of course. However, when it comes to not taking things personally, it's the feeling of personal attacks. It's the feeling of, hey, that was directed directly towards me based off of what we've shared or how you are feeling about me. But when I start to like kind of dive into that, don't take things personally, I start to see that, well, what you feel about me is a decision that you've made for you about how you feel about me. That has nothing to do with what I've done. It just has something to do with what you decide that, hey, this is what's going on with said person. And I guess this is one of those things that have been sticking with me lately, because I've been working on making sure that I'm showing up for people the way that I would like for people to show up for me.
Wait a minute.
Let me state that again. I'm trying to make sure that I'm showing up for people, not in the ways that people are showing up for me. Let me explain why I changed it to not. I believe things like love is not one of those things that is reciprocatable. I don't believe that the way that I show you love is the way that you should show me love. However, I do believe that if I'm going to show up for you, I need to show up for you in the way that you want me to show up for you, and not in the way that I think I should show up for you. Sounds a little contradicting, because as I'm saying this, it almost sounds weird. Love is not reciprocal. You can't reciprocate love. The way my wife loves me is not the way that I love her, but it's not any less of how we love each other. And those things aren't reciprocated. However, the way that she needs me to show up for her should be specific in how I show up for her. So I can't just show up for her in the way that I want to. I need to show up for her in the way that she wants me to show up for her. I think I cleaned that up. If I didn't, y'all check me. Y'all listen to it. And let's dialogue about it. Let's have some conversation about it. And the reason why I feel that way is because I've been in situations where it's a, well, I'm going to show up for you in the way that I want to. And you can't tell me how to show up for you.
Bravo!
I mean, come on, man.
Sounds crazy, right? I thought it was too. But then, as it pertains to that, I had to learn how not to take that personally. So it's, you're going to show up for me in the way that you want to show up for me, but not in the way that I need you to show up for me. And I have to be okay with that, because I have to not take that personally, because that's the way that you want to do those things. So that was a tough one for me. So in that, learning how to show up for people, making sure that I'm showing up for people in the way that I need, they need me to show up for them, not in the way that I feel like I should show up for someone, is very important. That's a part of communication. That takes listening. That takes actually being present in order for that to work that way. I know it's a little heavy. Y'all ain't heard from me in a couple weeks, and that's the first thing I jump off the porch with. The first thing I say is, hey, don't take anything seriously. Wrong. Not that. I said, hey, don't take anything personally. And then I say, make sure you're showing up for people in the way that they need you to show up for them. Now, people who need folks to show up for them, let me make this clear, because I'm bad at this. You have to open your mouth and tell people exactly what it is that you want. I equate it to gift giving, right? Let's say that your birthday is coming up and you tell me, hey man, for my birthday, what I would really like is some windshield wipers.
What?
And in my mental mind, I say, that's a stupid ass gift. I ain't getting you no damn windshield wipers. What I'm gonna get you is a sweater. You didn't ask for a sweater. You asked for windshield wipers. So if I got you a sweater and it's getting ready to be summer and you asked for windshield wipers because it's rain season, I got you what I thought would be a good gift for you versus getting you exactly what it is that you're asking for. Those things are important. Communication is important, but in communicating, if it's something that's not working for you, you can't take it personally with how people are doing what it is that they're doing because you don't live in their world. They don't live in your world. And being sensitive about those things is how you end up dwelling too long on something that really doesn't have anything to do with you. However, on the flip side, if you're trying to be there for someone, if you're trying to show up for someone and you're listening because you're present, just do exactly what people are asking you to do for them. Just that simple, in my opinion. But then again, don't take what it is that I'm saying personally. So, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I was here for a good time, not a long time. I know that this was a little effy white, heavy, heavy. However, I miss you guys and just wanted to have a brief conversation with you all. Please make sure that you're checking up on your strong friends. That's important. And what I mean by that is oftentimes that strong friend that you have, unless you're the strong friend that I'm talking to, then you can understand exactly what I'm getting ready to say. It's where do your leaders go in order to be led? Where do your cup fillers go in order to get their cups filled? Where do the preachers go for someone to pray for them? All of those different things is in there. So make sure that you're checking in on your strong friend. And if you are the strong friend, make sure that you are giving people the space to show up for you in the way that you need them to show up for you. All you got to do is open your mouth and say exactly what you want. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of We Are More Than the Podcast. Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you all for being so patient with me. And thank you all for being great listeners. I love y'all. And I really mean that when I say it. I'm out. I bet you don't want none. You know you're messing with the wrong ones.